This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Vela. The wildfire burning west of Fort Collins has become the third largest on record in state history. High winds on Saturday stoked the Cameron Peak fire. Managers announced new damage to structures in the area, but they weren't able to say how many or what kinds of structures. A quarter of the fire's perimeter is contained. Smoke along the northern Front Range is thick, compounded by another fire just across the Wyoming border, which is moving into Colorado. Colorado Springs muralist Eric Bransby has died. The 103-year-old artist is known for the murals he painted for the Works Progress Administration in the 40s. Bransby told CPR News in 2015 that his parents did not encourage him to pursue art after high school.
And they said, well, he'll do 1 year, and he'll come back so discouraged that we'll make something else out of him. But that didn't happen. I found heaven.
Bransby's murals can be seen in several western states. He painted well into his 90s. Colorado may have greater access to polling centers leading up to Election Day. The Secretary of State's office says it will not pay for counties to open their voter services and polling centers early, and to stay open on Sundays, which they're not required to do. All polling centers must open by October 19th. The money to open earlier or include Sundays would come from federal CARES Act funding. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says the goal is to make voting more accessible. Fall-like weather today, 64 in Denver, 68 in Colorado Springs. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.